The ABC show Black-ish is a comedy about an upper-middle-class black family, and it presents a unique take on race and culture. In the very first episode in 2014, Anthony Anderson played a husband and father who fears that the spread of black culture into the pop mainstream might not always be a great thing.
Sometimes I worry that in an effort to make it, black folks have dropped a little bit of their culture and the rest of the world has picked it up. They even renamed it urban.
Now, after 8 years and 174 episodes, tonight is its final episode. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans is here to talk about it. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So you have referred to Black-ish as a groundbreaking show. So what was so groundbreaking about it?
Well, Black-ish was created by Kenya Barris, who developed the show as a family comedy that talked boldly about race and culture in a way that still wasn't common on network TV, even in 2014. Now, Anthony Anderson is playing Dre Johnson, an advertising executive married to a doctor, living in a nice home. He's got great kids. It might sound like a new school version of The Cosby Show, but Black-ish digs into the kind of racial issues that Cosby sitcom often avoided, talking about how the country's multiculturalism might challenge and change what it means to be black in America. Now, one of their landmark episodes features Dre's youngest son saying the N-word while performing a rap song at his school talent show. And it kicks off an argument between Dre and his father, who's played by Lawrence Fishburne, over when and whether it's okay to use the N-word at all. Let's check it out.
All we're saying is, of course, every now and then it slips out, but it's never said casually. And never in mixed company.
Pops, you and Mom's generation use the word for self-hate. My generation, we use it as a term of colloquialism and power. Same way the slaves took the leftover pig guts and found them plants growing in the woods and turned it into chitlins and collard greens.
Yeah, here you come with that chitlin argument.
They even bleeped when the characters used the N-word, probably to keep viewers a little more focused on the jokes.
Huh, okay. Now, you wrote about the show today on NPR.org, and you said lots of people, especially people of color, were wary about the show at first. Why was that?
Well, I wrote about sitting at a charity event in 2015 next to a well-known black journalist who got into a discussion with Barris and Anderson about the show's title. Now, back then, people hadn't necessarily seen the show, and a name like Black-ish kind of raised suspicions. You know, it made people wonder if a white producer had chosen some name that somehow diminished black culture. But once you see the show, you realize it's centered on Dre's fears that he's raising children that aren't authentically black. They might be Black-ish, and they are challenging him to see black identity in different and less rigid ways.
Huh. Now, there was one episode that was actually yanked by ABC and only released 2 years later on Hulu. What happened there?
Well, the episode was called Please Baby Please, and it featured Dre telling a bedtime story to his baby that also wound up referencing the racism that reemerged in America after the election of Donald Trump. It was supposed to air in 2018, it got shelved, and then it got released on Hulu in August 2020 after a summer of protests about systemic racism in the wake of the murder of George Floyd. Now, once viewers saw it, they could see that the episode might have been a bit on the nose, but it wasn't particularly controversial.
Quick last question. What do you think the legacy of Black-ish will be?
I think Black-ish defined a way of talking about race and culture in a sitcom that many other shows have benefited from since. They talk about issues affecting black folks in ways that acknowledge we're not monoliths, while recalling and celebrating all the elements of the culture that draw us together. And as showbiz legacies go, it's not a bad one.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you.